are very useful, and that do, despite perhaps the skepticism of those very scientists, if they were to hear this, they do indeed treat the being on many levels. There are also medicines that are perhaps the opposite, that because they are attempting solely to address physical symptoms without anyone involved attempting to look at any of the spiritual or possible mental or emotional causes, those types of medicines can do a great deal of harm to the person, both physically and spiritually, in the sense that the body has been evincing something that gives them the opportunity to find and heal deeper hurts. But if they do not work on those deeper hurts because the body is no longer evincing that, then the hurts come out in other ways. You could say that there is a bad reaction between the medicine and the cause because they are not matched, they are mismatched. Medicines that have some root, if you'll pardon the pun, in natural plants tend to be more effective. Your homeopathy, though some do scorn that, has also an incredibly deep and powerful ability to heal at the very deep spiritual level, where the spirit interfaces and looks both ways, from spirit into physicality, from spirit into, and physicality into spirit. It's that it works at that interface, that junction, the where those two meet. Therefore, it can go to core issues and help to heal them. It is one of the many ways that that can be done. Again, those are based on plants as well, of course, although other materials too. Now, when a person, any person, any human being, we will make a quick jump forward here, plants a garden of any sort, plants flowers, plants vegetables, plants trees, etc., to whatever extent that they are conscious of the spirit of those particular plants or the energies of those plants, to that extent they can also benefit from those plants, but they can also benefit even if they are not aware at all, because the plants still have those energies. And they still have certain energies that surround them, whether they are consumed physically or not. This is one reason why flowers can be so uplifting, is that when you have them in your garden, certain flowers, as we said earlier, as all plants, have certain purposes as a species. And growing in your garden, they have around them that energetic surroundings of what they are there for. And a person walking among a garden, though they may not see it, is being bathed and surrounded in and blessed by these energies from each plant. They do not need to pick the flowers to bring them in. They can benefit from them in their garden, though if they choose to pick the flowers, and we recommend that you follow a very ancient tradition of speaking to the plant, asking permission, and thanking it for its gift. Most plants do not mind having their flowers cut, especially most garden plants. They know that for a while, that energy that they have within them will go inside to the house of that person, or to as a gift to someone else, and will carry that energies, will carry those energies, and bless those who are exposed to them. This is one reason, though, why it is good once a vase of flowers has done its job and is now dying, that it's best to remove them from your house and put them in your compost, because they are no longer serving a living purpose, but they are going through their natural process, and those energies are fading. So, certain flowers have very strong medicinal properties, and these have been to a great extent discovered and used. Other flowers are just as strongly medicinal, but in a different way. For instance, the rose bush, all species, all varieties of roses are a very they are all very pure, they are all very clean, clear, you could even say they are sacred plants, and they carry with them a purifying ability, the ability to clear and cleanse the energies around them. It isn't just the perfumes from the different kinds of roses, especially since not all have those perfumes. It is, although that is part of it, the heavily perfumed roses especially have very, very strong purifying abilities, and not just on a physical, energetic level, but on a deeper, more spiritual level. When you are in the presence of a rose bush, you are in a cleansing presence, a purifying presence. When you plant roses, you could consider it as though you are planting a protective boundary, if you will, where that bush is. Because it is very difficult for things that are of ill intention to be near or come close to the energies of the rose. And just as one can be very strong when you have multiple of them, the effect is multiplied, not added. It isn't additive, it's multiplicative. Various plant species will resonate more strongly with some people than with others. Therefore, when planting a garden, it is good to pay attention to the flowers that you are most attracted to, not the flowers that someone says you should have. There are different types of flowers. There are those that grow from a bulb. Many times those will lie dormant for some portion of the year and then produce both greenery and flowers at a particular time, such as daffodils. Or perhaps they might have their greenery year-round, but only produce their flowers once or possibly twice a year, such as irises. There are